أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. هل أتى على الإنسان حين من الدهر لم يكن شيئا مذكورا. This is the beginning of the next surah, Surah Al-Dahr. The surah of time, or also it is called Surah Al-Insan. That is of insan, how did man come into existence. And this is a surah that was revealed in Medina Sharif, though most of the subjects are very similar to the surahs that were revealed in Makkah Sharif and at the beginning in Makkah Sharif. That is that Allah Ta'ala discusses here that how did man come into existence, and then stage by stage, like in the previous surah, Surah Al-Qiyamah, also at the end Allah Ta'ala explained how man had come into existence from stage to stage, how he is formed in the womb of the mother. Today this is a very, very important and necessary aspect that we understand, and that we teach it to our family, to our children, and we promote this very much, because today the attempt is being made in various ways to tell man that man was always in existence. Philosophers, their belief is that man was not, Allah Ta'ala did not create man. It is since ever that man was, and this will carry on all the time. That is, from the sperm man is made, man and woman were referred to, and from man and woman sperm is made, and then again a child is born. This is very similar, and many of us we get confused with this. That if, did the hand come first or did the egg come first? And we always are like in a doubt about this. Is the egg first or the hand first? As a Muslim, we should have no questions whatsoever about it. The hand was first, the hand laid the egg, and then it carried on all the time. But we don't understand what this, which is a common discussion amongst us many times. We take it very light-heartedly and we just pass it off, but that confusion remains in our mind. Is the hand first or the egg first? Was the child born first or was the parents born to mate first? So this is very, very important. So Allah Ta'ala says, هَلْ أَتَىٰ عَلَى الْإِنسَانِ حِينُ مِنَ الدَّهْرِ. Kabhi guzra hai insaan par ek waqt zamane mein. Did ever on a part of time pass on insan, lam yakun shay'an madhkura, ke na tha wo koi cheez jo zuban par aayi. He was not even something that was mentioned on the tongue. That is, there was a time when there was no man, no Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, no man whatsoever. Allah created Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. Then Allah created Hawa alayhi salam, and from there then man started growing and growing, and we find the whole population in the whole world today in about 7-8 billion people. But they all started when first Allah created Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, and then created Hawa alayhi salatu wasalam. We have to embed this belief very strongly within ourselves, our children, and wherever we can, with all other Muslims and with all people. Philosophers believe that man was since ever. That is, it's nothing new, and they will carry on like this also forever. There is no qiyamah, there is no end to the man coming into the world. In the 19th century, there was this scientist, philosopher Darwin, who came up with his theory that man was from a monkey. That first the man was a monkey, and slowly that monkey became a human being. So if that was the case, that from one monkey man came into existence, then why in the history of the monkeys didn't till today another monkey also become a human being? How come only one monkey became a human being? And if it is that all the monkey, and also if one monkey became a human being, was he a male or a female? And then where did the other one come out from? If it was a male, from where did the female come? And if it was a female, from where did the male come? And if it was that all the monkeys, males and females, became human beings, then there should be no monkeys, all became human beings. How come there are still human beings also, and there are still monkeys also? There is nothing like that whatsoever. It was that man, Allah Ta'ala created man, Adam alayhi salatu wa salam, from him Allah created, from his Rabb Hawa alayhi salam, and then man and woman came into existence, and then humanity, mankind started growing all the time. So at one time there was no man, no Adam alayhi salatu wa salam also, no Hawa alayhi salatu wa salam also, Allah created them. And if we sit with this wrong belief, and today very sadly, it was first at university level that Darwin's theory of evolution was taught. Now in a very simplified form, it is taught to preschool going children already. And it is being drummed into their minds that we are originally mankind are from monkeys. And this is total kufr. And that we don't believe that man was a monkey and slowly he became a human being. And if we don't check upon our children what they are learning, then it is very, very dangerous that who we are growing up in our homes. And today we don't have time to go through their textbooks to see what they are learning. But these are the things that they are being taught at schools generally. And so it is very, very essential that our beliefs must be correct. Believe in the existence of Allah, that is also being very tested right at the very beginning stages, and in various ways, missionary schools especially, and other schools, there were secular schools, where it is being taught and drummed into the children that there is nobody like Allah, like God. And the things are just happening on their own. And about the existence, about the coming of mankind into the world, that is also a thing which total wrong kufr beliefs are being taught to our children. So it's very, very important that we check on this for ourselves also. Like for example, the confusion of the hand first or the egg first. We take it very lightly and we just pass it off as a discussion, as a joke or something. But that confusion is in our mind, that what came first. So all these things, Allah created all the animals. He created all the all other things also. And also, if according to Darwin's theory of evolution, one species or one monkey of the species of monkeys became a human being, then why didn't any other species of Allah Ta'ala, like for example the dogs, the cats, etc., why didn't they also progress and become something more greater? Why only the monkey became a human being and nothing else progressed? Why didn't a little piece of grass become a big tree? Why didn't a speck of sand become a mountain, etc.? So if this was possible in one thing, then it was possible in other things also. It didn't happen. So this our belief that Allah created Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, He created Hawa alayhi salatu wasalam, from them Allah Ta'ala made mankind come into the world. And at one time there was no mankind, no discussion, no talk about them at all. They were not existing, so what talk was there about them? And then Allah created them. So we believe Allah created us and we are His subjects and we are His slaves, and He created us, He gives us everything. We must be obedient to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala.